back to Meisher. Okay. Speak about a little bit more practical supporting your children from Meisher money. Okay? We'll get to supporting parents at a later time. Let's talk about children first, because that's more nogeya, really, to... Basically, the halacha is like this. There are differences of opinion, but basically, based on Rav Vosner and Rav Moshe Feinstein or whatever, we're not exactly on the same line. But I think practically is the following. Little children, okay, that you support regularly, feed them, clothe them, or whatever, get them things that you're required to get them, up till 6 years old is no shayla. You're mechuyev min hadin to support your children. You can't take tzedakah money, meiser money, and use it for that. That's clear. Now the question is only after 6 years old. So after 6 years old, there's an opinion that says, since min hadin, you're not chayev to, and then again, the rule is, you can't use meiser money for something you're required to do. You can only use it for things you volunteer to do. But something you're required to do, you can't use meiser money. Okay? So if you get an aliyah and you make a nether to give a certain amount, you can't take meiser money and use it for that. But if when you, before you made the nether, you said, I'm going to give this for meiser money, and you don't have to give money by an aliyah, you chose to do it, then you can use meiser money. Once you're required to do it, you can't fulfill an obligation with meiser. But if you're obligating yourself to do it, you can obligate yourself voluntarily and say that I'm going to use meiser for that. Okay. So up until six, you're required to support your children. For the most part, you can't use meiser money for that. There may be, you know, exceptions of things that even for a child like that, you don't have to do or whatever, but usually up until six, anything you're required to do for your children. After six, min hadin, the Torah law, rabbinic law, you're not mechuyev to support your children. After six, you could send them out to work, let them support themselves or whatever. So therefore, there is an opinion that says that, and not so far from reality, because in our generation, not, but there were generations where kids, 6, 7 year olds went to work in a shop. They do it in China or whatever, in Hong Kong or whatever. That's all these sweatshops where they have children, child labor or whatever all over the world. So it's not something that's impossible to hear. People from the Torah could sell their daughter, you know, as an Amo Evria when she's 6 years old or whatever, to work for somebody in their house or whatever. And in any case, so therefore, since you're not really required, but you choose to do it, right, because usually you support your children at least until they get married or until who knows when, or at least until they're old enough to go get a job, or as long as they're in the house, or something like that. So then there's an opinion that says you can support them with meiser. Another opinion says, or Moshe Feinstein says, no, because the minig is that people do support their children, right? And if you don't support your children and send them to work when they're 8, 9 years old, you're considered a scoundrel, right? And in addition to that, there could be laws, secular laws, that you must support your children. They're child labor laws or whatever. They can't go out to work or whatever. So some say that that also is significant. And it, once you're required to do it, even by secular law, here's Dina de Malchusa Dina, right? In America, for sure, there's Dina Malchusa here, and these kind of things could be also Dina de Malchusa. So you're required. You can't use Meiser for that. Others hold no, that once they're over six, you could use Meiser. The halacha is like this. After they're six, there's no Torah chiyuv to support them. So it depends what you're doing. If it's something that is accepted, that the norm, everybody does this, and if you wouldn't do it, you'd be considered mamash a scoundrel, or maybe even, you know, prosecuted or whatever, then you can't take from meiser. But if you're doing something for a child over six, that's not the norm. And if you didn't do it, people would not, you know, castigate you or whatever, but you want to give your child some extra thing to help them out. They want to go over special needs or whatever. And those kind of special needs are not something that everybody has to take care of. But you want to do give your child some extra kind of thing, and without you they wouldn't have it, then they're considered aniyim, you can take care of them by that. Okay, that's the... Right, but if it's something, again, the rule basically is something that everybody does, and if you don't do it, you would be castigated, right? So then, for all practical purposes, you have to do it.
A big example in America is school fees.
That what? School fee, yeah, okay. Right. So what I tell people is the following, with grown children, right? In other words, children that are already in their teens or whatever. You send your child to a yeshiva, okay, you send your child to a yeshiva, or your daughter to a girls' seminary, here in Eretz Israel. And you could get by with a minimal, acceptable thing, but you want better for your child. You want them to be in a better place. Because of that, you have to pay for a dormitory, and you have to pay for extra tuition, or whatever. So then, the extra, more than what the norm could be, you could send a child to a place, right, where the government would take care of most of the payment of the tuition. They wouldn't have to dorm, so there's no extra thing. They can come home and eat, so you could feed them, and don't have to pay for that. All those extras you can take off of Maisa. Okay, how exactly to calculate it, so in each case you have to know, but that's usually what I tell people. And that is a very significant amount, usually, because the basic minimal of even getting a full education, well, you'll be able to be, but it's not, a mahadran education. It's a very big difference between how much you have to pay for the full education to the mahadran education. And full means that they'll learn Torah and mitzvahs or whatever. They may not be in the most ideal environment or whatever, but, I want better for them. So then, you're not really required to that. If you did it, let's put it this way, it depends where you live, too. If that would be unacceptable in the place, you have to do it because you're forced by social reasons, then it could be also that you can't take it from ISA, because then you have to do it. But there are levels where you could get away with much cheaper, and you choose to do it in a more expensive way for the sake of the child, then that's like giving the child mice or giving him tzedakah, which is not capable of providing for himself. That's much. That's usually what he's saying. Any questions on how to apply that? Yes. Okay. Married children. Also, married children who are aniyim. They can't make it on their own. Or they're sitting and learning Torah. They couldn't make it on their own if they went and got a job, but they want to dedicate themselves to Torah. Not that they don't want to get a job, they want to learn. Okay. Somebody doesn't want to get a job, doesn't want to learn either, just, wants to be supported by other people, that's not exactly what we're talking about. Okay, the people who want to learn and therefore don't get a job, or people who just can't get a job. They just can't find a job. So then they're full-fledged aniyim. Halachically, you could give all your maaser to those children. If they could get along, but you want to give them extras, make them have a higher standard of living, then you shouldn't give them all your maaser, but you can give up to half of the maaser to a child like that. In the situations we are, most people, if they wouldn't get some help, right, probably would not be able to live at any standard, so you could give all your maaser to your children in that situation. I still think it's good that people should know that they give other tzedakahs or whatever, so you should have something to give to other things too. But if the children need it, you can give your children that in that situation also.